Chapter 42. There was dissension, a mutiny, in the camp of Slagar. The slavers woke to find the slaves and their leader gone. Worse followed when Dry-Nose the Weasel found the lifeless body of his comrade Damper.
"The filthy, murdering foxy stabbed my mate Damper!"
he cried out. Half-Tail attempted to pacify him.
"Rubbish! Slagar wouldn't kill one of his own!"
"Ha! Well, what about Hairbelly and Wedgeback? He done them both in!"
"Dry-Nose is right. You keep out of it, Three Claws. I'll bet you that lousy mash murderer has even killed little Vitch. Look around. Can you see Vitch?"
"Vitch isn't dead,"
Scringe buttered in.
"Slagar's taken him along somewhere."
Half-Tail brandished a dagger at Scringe.
"Somewhere? What do you mean, somewhere? You've been spying and listening to things that don't concern you, Scringe. I think you're a dirty traitor."
"Dirty traitor, aye? Listen who's talking. You're the turncat, Buckow. Slagar told me to keep my eye on you. And don't you start waving that dagger at me, snot whiskers. I've got a sword twice as big as that. Look."
Half-Tail rushed Scringe as he tried to draw his sword. Taken unawares, the ferret was easy prey to the stoat's dagger. He fell mortally wounded. Half-Tail turned upon the rest.
"That's what spies and traitors get. Any beast wants some? Come on!"
Three Claws pulled out a vicious-looking hook.
"Hey, Half-Tail, you've got a lot to say for yourself. Who do you think you are, the chief?"
"I am, as far as you're concerned, Weasel. Slagar left me in charge when he told me he'd be gone for a while."
Three Claws brandished the hook, nodding to Fleabag and Dry-Nose, and all three advanced slowly upon Half-Tail. Three Claws grinned wickedly.
"Slagar left you in charge? Whose paw do you think you're trying to pull? He would have left one of us weasels in charge, wouldn't he, mates?"
Half-Tail snatched the sword from the dead Scringe. He swished it at them and jabbed with his dagger.
"Get back, weasels! Leave me alone or there'll be real trouble when Slagar returns!"
Three Claws circled slowly, swinging the hook.
"You must have bread for brains if you think the fox is coming back, you idiot! Why do you think he took the slaves with him? He's got no intentions of coming back! Ha! No wonder they call him the Sly One!"
Dry-Nose made a rush at Half-Tail. The stoat leapt to one side and spitted the weasel with his sword. He shouted an appeal to Bagheye, the only other stoat in the group.
"Come on, Bagheye! Slagar left me in charge! Help me out, mate!"
Before Bagheye could rise to his paws, Warclaw and Snakespear, two other weasels, jumped on him. Their iron hooks flashed once.
"We've got this one, Three Claws. Go on, finish Half-Tail."
Half-Tail fought like a mad creature. He wounded Skimpaw and was about to finish him when Snakespear struck him from behind with this hook. Half-Tail was dead before he hit the ground. The survivors of the mutiny sat about licking their wounds and eating any provisions they could find. Out of the crew that had taken the young ones from Mossflower, there were only five weasels remaining. Skimpaw, Fleabag, Three Claws, Warclaw, and Snakespear. Undecided, they lounged about the camp. Three Claws fancied himself as leader, but after the slaughter that had taken place, he decided to stay in the background, lest one of the others challenge him for supremacy. Besides, who knew? Slagar might come back, and then there would really be trouble. As if reading Three Claws' thoughts, Snakespear grumbled aloud.
"Deserted. That's what we've been, mates, deserted. That scurvy fox has left us in the lurch and gone off to get the reward for the captives himself. What makes me so mad is that we've followed him like a pack of fools all this time. Yes, Chief, now, Chief. Now where are we? Half a season's journey into the middle of nowhere, with empty paws and empty bellies too, by the look of those slack ration bags."
"But what about little Vitch?"
Fleabag interrupted.
"I wonder what's happened to him."
Snakespear slashed at the grass with his iron hook.
"Dead as a pickled frog, for all I care. What's one rat or more got to do with us? We're weasels, mate. Ho-ho, I tell you, I'd like to have that fox's guts at the end of this hook right now."
"Brave words from the scum of the earth."
A large male badger had walked quietly into the camp. He stood testing the edge of a big double-headed battle axe with his paw. The weasels leapt up, unsure of what to do against a huge warrior, without a leader to galvanise them into action. Orlando gave a cold smile.
Run or fight, eh, baby stealers?
His voice was deceptively calm.
I know you haven't the courage to fight. There's only 5 of you and not a gang. Ah, well. If you're not going to fight, then you must run like the cowards you are. But even then you won't get far, because you're surrounded.
Matthias and his friends stepped from the bushes and the rocks. Wardclaw began trembling violently.
It was Slager. It was his idea. We don't even count. Look at the way he's deserted us.
Matthias pointed at the bodies of the fallen.
Tell me, Weasel, what happened here?
It was the masked fox. He did it.
You lie. We lay hidden and watched it all. You murdered your own comrades. Listen to me. If you do not speak the truth, then you will all join them. Is that clear?
The weasels nodded vigorously.